you some menus, or just the regular. It's Breakfast Food with Leisha Jones, thanks to Hubbard's Granola.
Morena, Leisha, how are you?
Good, thank you. How are you?
I'm very well. What are we talking about this morning?
Asparagus.
One of my favourites.
Yes, and definitely like a springtime, you know, vegetable. It's very, marks the beginning of spring.
Yeah.
Mid-September to December is the official season, which is quite short, actually.
Mm. I just have this thing where I think asparagus and I immediately think barbecue. I can't stop it.
Yeah. Do you do it on the barbecue?
I don't have a barbecue at my flat at the moment, but I have done in the past.
Okay, yeah, because that's one of my favourite ways to cook it, is just like toss it with olive oil, salt and pepper, and then cook it on the barbecue.
Yum.
Grill it so it gets a nice char on it, and it's really quick to cook as well.
Delicious.
Yeah.
The season is really short, September to December. I think people think it's a whole summer thing,
because
it's like everyone wants it at Christmas time and stuff like that, but it's not
like
really
asparagus,
is it?
Wrapped in bacon.
Yeah.
Sorry. Yum.
Tangent.
Yeah, so it is. Asparagus is really great paired with bacon and eggs as well. It goes really well with eggs. So I think it's a great breakfast time vegetable. Like you can have it with your quite a classic thing is wrapping it in prosciutto and baking, grilling it in the oven so the prosciutto goes crisp. Ooh. And then dipping it in soft boiled eggs.
Oh my god.
That's like the poshest egg soldiers I've ever heard of.
I feel like that's quite easy. Right?
Yeah. It's not that hard.
Yeah.
Also it's great in, you know, things like frittatas and quiche, which is quite a summery thing for picnics. Great in like a springtime risotto or a spring pasta. When you're preparing it, you need to hold it around the middle and then hold the end, and when you bend it, it'll naturally snap in the right place.
Oh, okay.
I love doing that. It's so much fun.
So anything below that is going to be quite tough and woody.
Right.
It's quite quick to cook, so you've got to keep an eye on it. Like if you're blanching it, it's quite easy to overcook.
There is nothing worse than a mushy asparagus.
I was about to say, what are your thoughts on soggy asparagus?
Yeah, well, reminds me of my Nana. No offence, Nana, but she used to make those asparagus rolls, you know, with white bread and she cut the crust off.
My grandma did that too, but I love those.
Yeah, and it was always that kind of really dull green colour, you know? So to avoid that, you've got to shock your asparagus after you cook it. So you've got to put it in ice cold water directly after you finish cooking it, and that stops the cooking process and keeps it a nice vibrant green colour.
Nice.
I'm picturing this dull looking asparagus. And it's not nice.
That's a definite like sort of like a church tea party platter thing, or sort of like, you know, council meeting kind of situation is what that sort of brings to mind.
And then there's also white asparagus. Have you guys had much to do with white asparagus? It's really popular in Europe. Like they are more crazy about white asparagus than they are green up there. And I actually learned that I always thought it was a different breed because it's really fat and it's got quite a different flavour.
Okay, right.
But it's actually just been grown in complete darkness. So, you know how asparagus just grows up out of the ground like that? They pack the soil up so that it never sees the sunlight. And so it doesn't produce chlorophyll. And so that's why it's completely white.
Wow, but you really learnt these facts about
it. Yeah, in my car outside 10 minutes
ago. Fun facts about asparagus.
That's crazy.
I don't think they used to grow it in New Zealand, but there's a place in Cambridge that's growing it.
Cool.
So sometimes they put like a black tent over the top of it, but sometimes they just do it with soil. But yeah, it's the same thing.
You can get it in Auckland?
Yeah. So I have in previous years only seen it in like jars. They jar it and they preserve it and stuff, but that was always imported. But they are now growing it in Cambridge.
So what's the flavour like? How is it different to a normal asparagus?
It's a lot sweeter. So green asparagus is quite grassy, and then white asparagus is sweeter and more mild, and it takes a lot longer to cook.
Is it more like a root vegetable sort of a flavour?
Sort of. It's the texture is quite like fibrous, you know? So you've got to peel it and cook it a lot longer than green asparagus.
I can see how that would be nice preserved then.
And it's quite classically served with hollandaise sauce.
Anything with hollandaise sauce is a win for
me.
Yeah. And we were talking before.
I was going to say, we've missed the elephant in the room about asparagus here.
The smelly weeds.
The second thing after barbecue that comes into my head about asparagus is it worth it?
Yeah. So my family and I, we discussed this a lot at length, and I was reading about it that apparently the science is still out on whether or not some people produce, because what it is there's a sulfur compound in asparagus, and when your body breaks it down, that produces the smell.
Yeah.
But some people say it doesn't happen to them. But some scientists believe that not everybody produces the gene to produce the smell, and other scientists think that everybody produces the smell, but some people don't have the gene to smell it.
Ooh. I mean, we were saying before off air that this would be a very easy thing to break down, because if you got a group of mates together, ate some asparagus and all smell each other's wee, then you'd figure it out, right?
You probably could, yeah. So
you have fun at parties, aren't you, Jess? I've got a great game for everyone to play.
You were like, I smell it, and then the person next to you was like, I don't, and boom.
So yeah, that's a fun springtime activity for everybody to try while you're having your asparagus on the
body. Well, at least you could, you could myth bust it.
Yeah.
We should
it doesn't change the fact that it's sometimes still there.
Yeah.
And point still stands, is it worth it?
Yeah.
I think it is. I love asparagus.
Yeah, I also love asparagus.
I'm excited it's coming into season again. Is it easy to grow at home, or is it a tricky one?
I think that you need quite a lot of space, because it does grow one spear at a time coming out of the ground. Yeah, right. So you would need quite a big space to grow it.
I've never seen a field of asparagus, but I can imagine it in my head. It would look quite amazing. Yeah. It's just these spears coming out of the ground. Well, thank you very much, Leisha.
Someone did text in saying, who's worried about wee smell anyway?
Hey,
I agree.
Shout out. Live your life, Texter. Thank you very much, Leisha. We'll see you next week.
Thank you.
5 stars. Breakfast food on 95 BFM. Thanks to Hubbard's Granola.
We're going to listen to Chastity Belt. This is the newest track from them. It's called Drown. You're listening to 95 BFM.
Doesn't the water
Julia Jacklin, You Were Right, is the name of that track off her fantastic album Crushing, came out earlier this year, and she's just brilliant live, and very excitingly, she's coming to Laneway 2020. The lineup was announced on Rachel Morton's show yesterday. The 1975 will be playing Charlie XCX, Earl Sweatshirt, King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard, Benny, JID, so many fantastic acts. The Chats are playing, Hockey Dad, Julia Jacklin, Fontaines DC, Stella Donnelly, and heaps more as well, and they haven't even announced the whole lineup yet, so that's very exciting. Everybody's favourite day of the summer. Julia Jacklin, the first time I actually saw her play was at a Laneway a few years ago, and I was blown away. She's brilliant live, a lot of fun, very charismatic, and that new album is just awesome as well, so I'm really looking forward to that. What are your thoughts on the Laneway lineup? I know a lot of people are very excited. 5395, let me know. You're listening to BFM.
Single origin, Colombia Quindio, Milagro Supremo wash filter, por favor. Bottomless.
Namaste, friend. One nitro brew. That's vegan, yes?
Excuse me?
Hey! Mummy's busy. Mummy's... Do you want to wait in the car?
Triple shot flat white, please. Or stronger? Extra hot.
Busy today, eh? I'll have half-strength soy vanilla latte. Cheer.
Oh, coming right up. Yep.
There's something for every taste at the Ultra Albany Cafe. And 10% off with your B-card. Ace. Ultra Albany Cafe. 23 Douglas Alexander Parade. Just off Rosedale Road. Albany.
All right, come on, settle down, please. Come on, settle down, please. Show Me Shorts Festival is back. Hey, hey, over here, please. Thank you. It's back for another year, showcasing the best New Zealand short films from New Zealand and around the world. Surprising, fresh, bite-sized entertainment. Vari, what did I just say?
Bite-sized entertainment.
Show Me Shorts Film Festival, perfect for those with short attention spans. October 5th to the 24th at Rialto Cinemas, The Vic, and other cinemas around Auckland. Find out all the info you need at showmeshorts.co.nz. Oh, come on, eh?
Are you a dick?
Nah.
Do you like yummy food?
Oh, yeah.
Well, then what's for dinner tonight?
Well, I was thinking...
Wrong. What you need is a Lucky Taco Fiesta Kit. Everything you need to make Lucky Tacos at home in just 10 minutes. Tasty, spicy, fresh, Lucky Tacos make you feel good. And with free delivery in Auckland, why not make it a ritual? Pick up a Lucky Taco Fiesta Kit at your local Faro Fresh or get free delivery direct from the HQ at theluckytaco.co.nz.
Listen. Listen to Sigrid's radio show. It's just music, but for 3 hours. Sigrid. Selections by Sigrid. Very good songs. Sigrid. It's Thursday afternoon, 1 to 4. Listen to it. The Thursday 1 to 4 with Sigrid on 95BFM. Listen live or tune in later on podcast and RSS. It's Thursday afternoon, 1 to 4. Listen, it's just music. It's just music.
Morena, you're listening to 95BFM. We've got a giveaway. And I'm losing my voice. Ceres Organic Snack Pack worth $60, including things like chickpea crisps. If you've won one of these already, text me. What is a chickpea crisp? I'm so curious. Brown rice crackers, raw bite hemp brownie, and many more. It's a very good looking pack. They're all in the BFM offices and they look tempting and amazing. So if you'd like one of those, text us now, 5395 with your B card number and the word Ceres, C-E-R-E-S. Going to play a new track by Lightning Bug, a band based in New York, three-piece band. They've got an album called October Song that just came out on September the 6th. This is Lightning Bug. Vision Scraps is the name of this track. It's the second album from Lightning Bug. Just came out on the 6th of September. Audrey Kang is the vocalist. Writes the songs as well. Very cool vibe. Kind of a stereo labby, My Bloody Valentine sort of a tinge to it a little bit. It's all up online if you wanted to listen to it. You can buy it on Bandcamp as well. They're based in New York and they are a three-piece. Congratulations to Shah, who has won today's series giveaway. You can come and pick up your snack pack from BFM anytime. It's sitting here waiting. You've got to race us to it because it looks really good.
BFM News Headlines.
Oh, hello. Have we got news headlines? We might have jumped the gun slightly there. Should we do the news, Tess?
I've had my time, Rachel.
You have done your time in the news.
I've done my time on the news team.
I don't know. We might just play a song while we work out what's going on with the news. Have you got any good news, BFM listeners? Text us, 5395.
Nothing but a fragrance to me now. We shared a sit-down meal. Sometimes I get numb arms in bed. You're nothing but a fragrance to me now.
Dry Cleaning. Sit Down Meal is the name of that. It's from a new EP that they've got coming out soon. Been enjoying their stuff a lot. Right, let's jump into the news headlines.
BFM News Headlines.
FI Akene coming up at 9 o'clock. Those working on Amazon's Lord of the Rings TV series in New Zealand will now be protected with changes to New Zealand's Hobbit law. Late-term abortions became a major point of debate at the Parliamentary Abortion Legislation Select Committee. Donald Trump has placed low-profile Robert O'Brien as the new US National Security Advisor. And a fire broke out yesterday in a Liberian school, killing dozens of children. Whakarongo tonu mai. Stay tuned for these stories and more coming up on The Hour.
Thank you, Rahul. Morena, you're tuned into BFM if you've just turned your radio on. We're going to play Time for Peace, The Little Shadows, off a compilation called The Time for Peace Is Now, which Troy brought us, actually, last week up for From the Crate. And he will be bringing us some more fantastic tunes later in the show, too. So stay tuned for that.
Peacemake, but they shall be called the children of God.